anyway, look, let's get Tiny Temper in because we need to say hello to him.
He'll know about hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tiny Temper, who we found, by the way. Oh, here he is, look.
How are you, sir?
Good to see you.
Here he is. Hiya, Tony.
Mosey.
How are you? What a lovely jumper. Look
at thank
that.
You, man. Lacking the jacket.
You dress way too smart for the type of music you make.
Oh, what does that mean, Mosey?
Well, it just means that, you know, seriously, just stand up for me. One sec.
How should I be dressing?
Well, first of all, your jeans should be way baggier.
They usually are when I perform it.
But you know the rules. You're meant to wear jeans that are too big for you.
Nah, do you know what happens? Usually
let's have a look.
What
trainers we got on? Let's have a look.
I got some Nike blazers on. Do you like them?
Yeah, that's very smart.
Right. You're quite nice to me, actually.
Yeah, now sit down and shut up. So,
you're very colour coordinated, actually. What with your trainers matching the trim on your jumper and everything?
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed the deal, man. Yeah. I actually dressed up specially for you guys.
Tiny Temper, as we learned before when he popped in to his floor, he's a very well-mannered, brought-up boy.
Mm. Ah, thanks, Chris.
And, you know, you hear him on his tracks, and he's mental. And then he comes in, he's got a nice, smart jumper on, he's got jeans that fit him, he wears those glasses, which, by the way, border on geek glasses.
Yeah, border.
It's on that border of geek and cool.
Mm. Just about, yeah.
And you pull it off. Now, if I wore them, I don't think it would... I don't think...
What do you reckon?
Try them.
The cameras are on, right?
I'll try it.
Come on. There you go.
But you got to be honest with me, though. I don't think... Especially with my hair, so...
Now, do you have really bad eyesight, or
don't, you know. Do you know what? I became obsessed with Ray-Bans, and I started collecting loads of different versions.
Oh, so you don't actually need
that
them?
That was one. I don't think
it quite works.
How do I look?
No.
See, it doesn't suit me, does it?
No.
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 Oh, I don't know.
Let's have a look.
No.
Sam, you say yeah? Oh, Sam and Fiona say yes. Now, isn't that weird?
They're just trying to be nice, Chris.
Well, no, maybe they, you know.
I think it's the shape of them.
The thing is,
wrong.
I'm going through a new period of my life.
Mm. Right.
And I have, like... I haven't had my hair cut for ages. I normally like really short.
I quite like it. It looks very arty.
I am arty.
Hi.
Okay, don't do that. That face is wrong, yeah. But you've actually worn glasses that you don't need before in the past.
So these are merely a fashion thing?
They are merely a fashion thing, yeah.
I love that. Good for you.
Thank you very much.
So I love my shades.
You love your...
shades.
Good. Well, where are your pair of shades now, then?
You know what? Just one of the few days...
I'm sure you would have one. You know it's going to be really hot later on, right?
Today?
Yeah, not really hot, but hotter than it would be.
Well, yeah, like 13 degrees.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be sweating in that jumper, son.
Exactly. I've got to take it off.
So, Tiny Temper's here. There's a few things going on. Do you know when Tiny Temper came into this, by the way?
Well, when it was?
March.
Was it?
March the 1st.
It was March the 1st.
I remember it.
That's
very
right.
Well. That's you guys welcomed me with open arms, like a family.
It was a chance meeting, really, wasn't it? You were in anyway, and we said, well, just pop in and say hello.
I tried to actually, like, get a permanent slot on your show, but it wasn't happening.
I know. You got to try harder than that. Tiny's going to be performing at Radio 1 Extra's live gig on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At Wembley Arena.
Yep.
That's correct.
You looking forward to that?
Yeah.
You played at Wembley Arena before?
I've played at Wembley Arena once, and I was supporting 50 Cent, and he had on really baggy jeans.
So
and, yeah.
That's right.
But we don't make the same kind of... Well, we don't make the same music.
No, you don't.
Listen, Chris.
It's not the same music. But you know what I mean. There is such a stereotype.
There is a certain dress code. Yeah, stereotype is probably a better word.
Oh, it's a huge stereotype.
Mm. But you buck the trend in a nice way.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
You know?
You buck the trend as well.
I try to buck
a lot of people probably think, like, you don't look how they thought you would look.
That's true. I'm white. Many people are surprised by that. I'm very surprised when they see me in real
especially
life.
I thought you'd be a Spaniard.
Yeah. Right. Is that right? Spaniard or a lanyard.
A Spaniard. So, you're from South London?
I am.
Where, Plumstead?
I am from Plumstead, yeah.
What's that like? I don't know that area.
It's lovely.
Yeah?
Well, it was lovely once. I moved there in 1999 and that's when it was lovely. There was loads of trees everywhere. But now it's just like every other area.
It's gone downhill, is it?
Yeah. I think now it's all about like the more trendier areas now for me. I guess now I'm a little bit older, I just like different things, you know?
How old are you now?
21.
Jesus.
You've done well for yourself.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
And tell me about your family. Mum and dad still together?
Mum and dad still very much together. They just came back from Lourdes, actually.
From Lourdes?
Yeah,
Lourdes. The cricket?
No, for cricket.
No.
Oh, right.
They went on a pilgrimage.
You know nothing about religion, you heathen.
You heathen.
Oh, no, I do, because this is where Colleen's family went to with some of the Rooney clan.
Exactly.
Yeah, what, you Roman Catholic?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay, yeah. Me too.
Hiya.
Yeah.
High five from afar.
High five, baby Jesus.
Infrared. High five right. to baby Jesus.
I went to Lourdes when I was a kid.
Did you?
Because my mum's Irish. Right. So obviously, it's a really heavy Roman Catholic.
Of course.
Mm. And I, even as a kid, I started to question all this stuff. You know, I remember going to see the Pope. Everyone's talking about the Pope coming to, you know, Britain. Mm-hmm. I went to see the Pope. My mum dragged me as a child to see the Pope in York years ago, right?
How was that?
Well, it was very bizarre. First of all, if this guy is, like, God's right-hand man...
Yes.
...and has God's protection and love and best wishes, mm-hmm. why is he going around in a bulletproof van?
Do you know what? My mum actually went to see the Pope the other day at Hyde Park Corner.
Right.
Hyde Park, sorry. And do you know what she said to me? She goes, right, I went to see the Pope at Hyde Park and there was 100,000 people there. How many people were there at Wireless? And I was like, about 60,000. And she goes, exactly.
Wow, well, there you go.
He's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Yeah. Yeah.
And he doesn't even rap the Pope, right?
Exactly.
He doesn't even play any of his own instruments.
Exactly.
But I remember going to Lourdes and they had like a shop. I don't know if you've ever been there. I don't know if you've been there.
No.
And they were selling all this stuff.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, this is so bad, because it's like, it's meant to be such an amazing religious place to be.
Hmm.
But there's a gift shop.
Like a sort of Pope megastore.
And as a child, I said, this is weird. You could buy holy water and...
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's next? Little fluffy Jesuses to hang off the mirror in the car?
Well, I've actually got one of those gifts on, to be fair. My mum got this for me from Jerusalem.
What? Wow, yeah, she's very religious.
Yeah, do you want to have a look?
Let's have a look.
There you go.
She go buy this off a mountain. Yeah, it's fake. Yeah, this is not
counterfeit.
This is not authentic Jerusalem jewellery. But it's, I mean, it's a good copy. It'll probably still last you a few years.
Look at that. It's quite nice, though.
Mm. Are you very religious? Or?
I'm not very religious. Do you know what? I try my best to attend church on Sundays when I can, like, as much as possible.
Are you? Maybe you're like me.
I think I'm a free-spirited Christian as opposed to, like, a specific Roman Catholic. I was basically brought up with those morals and values, and I agree with most of them, but I kind of have my own opinion on other things.
And they scare you.
So, yeah, and it's scary a little bit.
Because here's the thing, with my religious upbringing, is that if you ever question the church and they don't have an answer for you, they turn around and then go, but your faith, you need to believe.
You need faith,
and you go,
exactly.
Well, really? So now if I don't believe, I'm going to hell... But at the same time, I'm kind of intelligent. I need to question these things, and there's things that I don't really agree with.
Yeah, you're not supposed to win. It's just like when your mum or dad tells you off, you're just supposed to just run.
You're just going
to
go with it.
Exactly.
How come there are no dinosaurs in the Bible, Mum? So you need to trust your faith. And what does that mean?
Mm.
I know there are dinosaurs. There's no dinosaurs in the Bible. What day did God create dinosaurs? Don't question the church. Do you ever get any of that?
I know exactly how you feel, Chris.
And then my mum always has the best argument, which is, if you ever try and get her on anything, she goes, look, I take from it some great comfort. You take from it what you want to take from it. And you go, you can't really argue.
And my mum always really links, like, real good faith to, like, long life.
Oh, really?
So she's like, my grandmother, she was, like, 91 when she passed. She was really faithful. So I guess she's trying to suggest that if we're faithful, we're going to live.
Well, fair enough. Well, you know, you seem like a good boy.
Ah, thank you.
I bet you make your parents proud, Mr. Temper.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be nice.
You got brothers and sisters?
I have got brothers and sisters. I've got two younger sisters and a younger brother.
Oh, you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest, Chris.
Pressure.
Well, I'm doing pretty all right.
Yeah, but you are, but what pressure?
Yeah, it's quite a lot of pressure, actually.
All right, so talk to me. Tell me how you got started. When did you get started in the whole music thing?
I got started in the whole music thing at around 2006. I was 16, and I shot my first... I actually took a job in a telesales company, so I probably did call you up once trying to sell you...
I was probably rude back.
Windows, you were definitely rude back. I won't repeat what Chris Miles said, though, but anyway...
Don't ring me ever again!
But no, I took a telesales job and I saved up exactly £800 to fund this, like, very DIY music video. And I put it on the only TV channel that would take it at the time, and it just blew up. And then,
so hang on, so you made there. So you made, you wrote a track yourself,
called Wifey,
and made it where?
I made it in my friend's bedroom.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's got a load of samples and stuff. Do you play any instruments?
I don't play any instruments.
Right. Okay.
No.
See, I'm always fascinated. I want to know from the beginning what happened.
Yeah, well, that's...
Because there are so many people listening now who go, I've got some ideas in my head, but I have no idea where to start.
Yeah.
So you go to your mate's house. He's got like what, like a little thrown together
basic
mixer,
setup,
studio, right?
Little microphone. Mm-hmm. The mic wasn't even as good as it. Can I just say, Radio One possibly has the best microphones in the world. Don't you reckon? I see you nodding over there. They really do.
You need to get yourself some Neumanns.
Yeah, exactly. You need to sort something out.
Which doesn't sound good when you've got a cold.
A Neumann. Neumann. You want to get a Neumann microphone.
You want to get a Neumann, Tony. So you go to your mate's house.
Basic studio setup.
And he what? You get some samples or whatever, and he plays something or other. And
someone, basically, I used to use this thing called MSN at the time. It was like the latest craze as like a 16-year-old. And I had a friend who used to send me music. He was a producer from South London as well. And he sent me one track that was distinctively better than all the rest.
Right.
And I vocaled it, and I sent it to all my contacts, probably about 40 contacts at the time. Then they would send it to their contacts.
Nice.
And so on and so on. And then I became sort of like a high street hero, if you will.
Okay, that's good. So then you go out, you save up your £800, you make a video.
Yeah.
You get a mate with a camera.
Well, a bit more than that, like an amateur director.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where did you find this guy?
Where did I find that guy? Good point. I probably can never be able to tell you. I don't remember.
That sounds well, don't you?
I tell you what, though.
He's worried his mum's listening. He's going to get a hell.
I went to see a man about a dog.
Yeah, he's meeting amateur directors under train stations.
On Plumpton High Street. But the thing is,
you're a director, yeah.
Even just saving up £800 is some effort.
That was quite a lot of fun.
That's a lot of saving.
But I was so anxious to do this music video that I saved up exactly £800, and I didn't think about what I was going to do afterwards, like how I was even going to get home.
So right.
After the £800 was gone, I sort of just had to hope that music would sort of kick off. And
so you're still living home with mum and dad?
At the time, yeah.
Are they making you? Do they make you pay rent or board or anything?
What now?
No, then.
Oh, then? No, yeah. No, never.
Oh, really?
Never.
Oh, I had that.
Did you?
Yeah, when I started.
How much rent did you have to pay?
Like 15 quid a week or something.
15 quid? That's still quite a lot for a son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she was saying, well, we've done quite a bit for you for 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
You know, we do your washing and everything. We feed you.
So you paying the rent, did that include washing and stuff like that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah? Didn't have to do anything?
No, I didn't know nothing.
Are you the oldest?
No, I'm the youngest.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Have you got any brothers?
One older brother.
Is he funny as well?
Dave?
Kieran is very different to Chris, but he is funny in his own way. In fact, he can be extremely amusing, but you're both very different characters.
What did you say his name was?
Kieran.
Kieran.
Kieran Moyles.
Yeah, Irish name.
Is it? Kieran.
Yeah. Kieran.
Right.
He's very intelligent. Super intelligent.
He's very well read. Yeah, he's very knowledgeable on a whole host of things.
He's the opposite of me. Yeah. Many, many ways.
In every way, almost.
Yeah. But then some people say we look alike, some people say we look nothing like
each other. Oh, there's a family resemblance physically, but in terms of personality, you're complete opposites.
What
do you mean by physically?
Because...
It means we're both well hung.
Right.
That's what it means.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that about my brother.
I don't know.
All right, well, look, I don't know how we got there. All right, well, look, hang on. Let me take a break. I want to know more about you, how you got started, and then we're going to talk what you're up to now. Because
Nice.
It's nice for you to sit down and take stock. And
it's always nice to talk about it as well, because, it's like nostalgia, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just before you go on stage at Wembley Arena, you suddenly think, five years ago, I was doing telesales.
I was doing
bored out of my mind.
Ringing Chris Moyles, trying to sell him double glazing.
That's right. And now you're about to walk out stage at Wembley Arena.
That's massive.
See? It's good. It's good.
Dreams can
it's like
come
therapy.
True. Exactly. Exactly.
And there are so many people listening who are going, I want to do that. I want to do what Tiny Temper does.
And you can. That's what Written in the Stars is about.
That's right.
Yeah. Written in the Stars is like self-affirmation. So like just acknowledging that if you actually put your mind to something, it can actually happen. Because there wasn't a plan B for me. This is just what I feel like I was destined to do. I know it sounds weird.
By the way, written for the stars or in the stars?
Written in the stars.
See, that's what I thought. Who's written for the stars?
That's a very bad error.
Someone will get beheaded for that.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
See, it's out
Chris
on Martin's Monday.
Got my back.
Next Monday, right?
Yes, it's out on the 27th of September, yes.
All right, well, look, let's take a break and then chat more with Mr. Tiny Temper.
Let's
We're
going
to go and do the news. What shall I play? I need to play a trail. Should we play the podcast trail?
Yeah, it's good.
Can you play one of your funny songs?
Yeah, all right. Sure. He's a big fan of my work, Dave.
Oh, what, the parody back catalogue?
Oh, this gives us a chance to talk about the parody album, because he brought it up.
Exactly. This was never originated by us.
Absolutely not.
Fact.
Still available, by the way, Dave.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know where. It was harder to find it when it was first out. Anyway, hang on, look. Let's do the news. More with Tiny.
The Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1.
Words and ill behaviour. Morning, everybody. It's the Chris Moyle Show. Tiny Temper is here, everybody.
Hello.
You can watch it live on the webcam. Look at that handsome boy. Look
Hello,
at him.
Guys.
Look at him.
I don't even know where I'm
look
looking.
At that
I
one,
wouldn't
that
wave
one.
Into the camera.
That
How
one
you
there.
Doing, guys? Oh, you right?
What a handsome boy. Are you single?
Yes.
Why?
Chris.
Too many women, right?
Do you know what? I'm just enjoying it right
sure,
now.
Sure, yeah.
That you
means
That's what
too
everybody
many.
Says.
I'd be enjoying it if I were you as well.
To do the same, just enjoy it, right?
Yeah, I'd be enjoying it all over the place. All over the UK on the tour. That's what I was leading to. Look, before we get into that, we've got questions and stuff.
Yes.
But I want to go back to... So, tell me about this video. So, you make a track. You make a video to go with the track.
Yeah.
And then you sent it where?
I sent it to...
Everywhere?
No. I didn't really believe... Those times, I didn't believe it could go everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, everything was pretty small back then, so there was one TV station... Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was called Channel U.
Right.
At the time, and it was the only station that would play a DIY video from an independent artist. So I put it on there, and it had quite a good, amount of viewers on it. Probably about 500,000.
Wow.
And it blew up amongst that.
And what year is this? Is this 2006?
This is 2006, right. Yeah. So I was like 16 and I felt on top of the world. I was in a little bit of a bubble, as you can imagine.
Sure.
16-year-old. I started doing gigs like outside of London. I remember my first show was in like Hitchin. I was like, I'm leaving London. I'm going out into the big
Hitchin.
Bad world to
wow.
Hitchin.
But why are you doing all this? What are your mates doing? Are they at college or?
Yes,
they,
yeah. My mates are at college. One of my close mates was, he worked at a pharmacy. So he had like quite a bit of money at the time when you're 16.
Yeah.
You know, so he had a nice little Peugeot 206 with a Tom Tom in it.
Give over.
Exactly.
A Tom Tom?
A Tom Tom, Chris.
Whoa.
Exactly. This is all coming from the mind of a 16-year-old. I'm trying to remember it as true to it as possible.
And
so.
Now you can have a Tom Tom too.
I can have loads of Tom Toms now.
Hey, you're joking. This guy's got an account at Adley and everything. He's flying.
I'm winning, Chris. I'm
See?
Winning.
I'm reading his Twitter.
Ah, you're reading my Twitter.
Yeah.
You never messaged me. I think I have messaged you once, actually.
Yeah, do you know what? You had,
it's because you got so many followers. That's
you did, and I saved it in my favourites.
I'm sure you did.
I did.
I'm going to come and...
I'll read it to you.
Wait.
Right, to read it to you?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, well, when it loads, I'll read it to you.
If you saved it in your favourites, that's really sweet of you, Chris.
I can't see it. I've just seen it a minute ago. It was when we did the parody of
exactly.
Pass Out.
Well, yeah, so maybe you did.
Oh, yeah, I read it. And you said your Twitter has been blowing up.
Yeah. That
Which
was
is
my,
a phrase that I would never normally use.
Yeah, but it sounds good on you.
My Twitter has been blowing up recently as well.
Yeah,
Twitter
you reckon that's tracked up. Win, though, don't you?
Let's have a... I want to search for you on Twitter. So you're at Tiny Temper.
That's correct.
Right, nice and simple.
Nice and simple, if you spell it correctly.
So T-I-N-I-E.
There we go.
And then T-E-M-P, temp, and then A-H.
That's correct.
Temp.
Ah.
Tiny temp. Ah. Let's see how many followers he's got.
I'm trying. I'm not Chris Miles, but I'm on my way.
Let's sort this out for you. Can I get a pen, Alan? 86,995 followers.
That's not bad.
That's
yeah,
pretty
when
good.
You, when you take the 100,000.
Ooh.
86,995. So if you're on Twitter... You want to go and follow Tiny Temper. So that's
it. Follow me.
T-I-N-I-E. Temper, T-E-M-P-A-H. All one word.
So I'm going to do it now.
Tiny Temper. You going to go follow him?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
I'll follow you too.
I'm quite a cool tweeter as well.
Yeah, you tweet a lot.
Yeah.
That's
and I always put pictures in my tweets. I think it's fun.
That's
People
good.
Can kind of like peer into your world, don't you think?
Good for you.
Yeah.
Let's have a look who you've been tweeting. Example. Tweet pals with example.
Yeah, I got nominated for an MTV EMA yesterday.
Congratulations.
Imagine that, guys. Mm. That's crazy. I was in Stockholm, and basically my manager came up to me and just whispered in my ear while I was doing the video for Swedish House Mafia. We got a track called Miami to Ibiza, and he basically said, you know, you've been nominated for an MTV EMA. And I was just like, whoa.
Good for you.
That's crazy.
That's huge.
And it falls on my birthday. I'm not, like, saying it for anybody to, like, you know.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let him win. It's his birthday.
It's my birthday, though, for real.
Go let him win. Ellie Goulding, you've been tweeting.
Yeah, that's my pal.
Professor Green, Plan B. Any of these people reply?
No.
Plan B not reply?
Ellie does. It's weird, because when I tweet people like Ellie and Kylie, and they respond, they've got, like, and Lily as well.
Right.
And they respond, they've got, like, loads of, like, weird fan pages that retweet everything they tweet. Mm. So my Twitter goes crazy for about half an hour.
So you sent something to Kylie and she replied?
Yeah, Kylie sent something to me. She sent tiny, tiny, tiny.
You must have just gone, that's not real. You must have, did like, have you met her?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
We met in a pub.
What, you went on a date?
Do you want to talk about it?
Damn right.
No, it wasn't a date. Basically, we done an away day with our record label.
Right.
And we do, well, our record label does this thing every year where they get some of the biggest artists on their roster with some of the more newer artists to perform in a pub for the staff.
Oh, what?
How cool is that? Mm. Don't you think that's cool?
Very cool.
Yeah, you should come and do a DJ set next year.
No, I don't do that.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'll do the pub quiz or something.
But basically, yeah, so Kylie was headlining, so to speak, and she came and watched my performance, and we had a little chat, and she's, like, the coolest woman in the world.
She's cute, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's tiny.
She's the best.
She's tinier than you, Tiny.
She is very tiny.
Tiny and
she's
Kylie.
The real Tiny Temper.
16, he's working in a call centre, and now he's hanging out with Kylie Minogue. He's got MTV nominations.
Back in June...
And he'll be working with Westwood at One Extra Live at the weekend.
But back in June, you're on stage in front of however many tens of thousands of people with Snoop Dogg at Glastonbury.
Mate.
That must have been amazing.
Do you know what, yeah? If you watch the performance, go on YouTube and actually watch it after this show, yeah? Tiny Temper and Snoop Dogg pass out Glastonbury. Like... The whole time I'm on stage, everybody's was really like I got quite a lot of praises because everybody was like, you seem really confident on stage,
right.
Considering the fact you're with like an hip hop icon.
Yeah.
But if you really, really look closely, like I start feeling really weird and twitchy. So I say to Snoop, you can hear it on the live performance, I go, I'm going. And then I run off stage and I try and just touch the whole crowd because I didn't feel like it was real.
Right. Mm.
And I didn't want to touch Snoop because that would just be weird.
Yeah, yeah. He might get off.
Yeah, and I could...
He might do.
He might. And I was looking up and I could see Damon Albarn watching from one corner and I was looking to the right and I could see Dizzy watching from another corner and Reggie and that and I was like, this is not real. I must touch something tangible now. So I was like, why don't I just touch the people?
In this whole crazy journey from your mate's bedroom and, or the, from the call centre, was that the most surreal moment so far?
I'd say the most surreal moment possibly was when you was around, Chris.
Hi.
And it was, remember...
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Go for it.
Well, no, but see, I don't know... See, I have a slightly different angle from that story.
Okay, go on.
Because when I turn up, you're already there, you're already in.
But only for about half an hour.
And you were topless.
Yeah. That's why it was so weird.
So here's the
thing. I'm confused.
Okay. At the big weekend.
Yes.
Banger.
The story, yeah, in Bangor in North Wales, the story goes around, someone comes up and says, just so you know, one of the princes, Prince William, is coming to the big weekend. No one's allowed to know, right? He's coming in. He's going to stay for like an hour. And if it's cool, he wants to stay longer, right?
Yeah.
I'm like that. Shut up. Anyway, sure enough, he turns up. And then I get the kind of nod from our lord and leader, Andy Parfitt.
Mm-hmm. Half daddy.
He goes, right, you and Fern with me now. I said, where are we going? We're going to meet Prince William. I'm like, get out of it.
PW.
So then we go off to meet the prince. And who's the prince? Who's he hanging with? Right, so I think Ellie Goulding is on stage.
Yes.
So Ellie's on stage, and there's Greg, obviously, salivating at the side of the stage. Like a dog. Oh, my God, isn't she amazing? And then they go, Chris, this... And Andy goes, I can't remember if it's Prince William or whatever.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Tiny Temper stood next to him with his shirt off. So William goes, nice to meet you, how are you, right? Oh, yeah, big fan and everything like that. And I'm like, because I'd met Tiny that one time before, so I'm like, how are you doing, you're right, how are you? Yeah, do you know each other? Yeah, whatever. Then Prince William makes some joke about me being fat or something. I can't really remember what it was.
See, then, so it was surreal for you as well.
And I'm thinking, Prince William's dissing me while Fern's laughing and Tiny Temper stood there with no shirt on. And I still don't understand why he had no shirt on.
See, this is why you realised that was the most surreal moment of my life.
That was very weird.
That was so weird.
Why did he have no shirt on?
Because I just come off stage and it was weird.
And with Ellie?
No. Right. I was on just before Ellie. So basically, I met Prince William straight after
the
set.
Get your shirt on. What are you doing? You're meeting royalty.
But it gets hot on stage sometimes.
What are you going to do if you meet, like, Prince Charles? Just stand there in your boxers?
No, but it was really weird because a few times, like, you know, like, he put his hand on my shoulder. So it was sort of like he didn't even know whether to do... It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was really cool. Like, it was probably the best moment ever.
It sounds like some odd dream, though, when you say it back about being in North Wales with Prince William and Chris Moyles with his shirt off in a tent.
I had my shirt on, by the way.
You had your shirt on.
Damn,
yeah.
Right.
So he saw it through...
I can't remember. He basically said something about my man boobs, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's weird because obviously you saw it from your side, but from my point of view, I thought you was already in. So when I saw you and Fern, I was like, okay, obviously it's Fern and Chris. So
right. They're,
you know, they've been to Buckingham Palace a few times.
Give over, no.
Wow.
Fern's met the princes before, but I know they listen, but that's about it. Mm.
Hello, Prince
You've
Harry
met
and
their
William,
gran.
If you're listening.
Oh yeah, I've met their gran.
How was that?
I met the Queen, yeah. That was all right.
Hmm. She listens. She's a big fan.
Did she say anything
I
funny?
Do you know? No, but I made her laugh. I didn't really say anything that funny. Just, you know, just a really old
took
Timmy.
Your top off. Took your top off. Yeah.
Check out these moves, Queenie. No, I'm not amused. Man, aren't you buff in real life? Oh. All right, look, hang on, we got a few questions about for Tiny Temper. You can watch the interview live, by the way, on the webcams. Hi, there we are on the webcam.
How you doing, guys?
Oh, by the way, and on Twitter, it's Tiny Temper. If you go to Twitter, you want to follow Tiny, it's at Tiny Temper, T-I-N-I-E, Tiny, and then Temper, T-E-M-P-A-H, all one word, at Tiny Temper.
Thanks, Chris. How many followers do you reckon I will have by the end of today?
Well, we've got you. Let me research.
It's gone up already.
We've got you about 800 extra.
Nice.
So
instantly. Just like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we'll get you more. At Tiny Temper at Twitter. You got to go follow him. Because he tweets. It's not like me.
I tweet a lot.
You don't tweet very much at all anymore, do you?
No, not at the moment. I'm having a little rest.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so.
Yeah. Damn right.
Damn right.
Right, here's some questions then. Did you want to go commercial, or would you rather have stayed doing grime if you could have made it doing that?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
To be fair, if you...
It was a good question, you're right.
It was a good question.
Yes, it was.
To be fair, I mean, if you listen to the difference between my first song, Wifey, and Pass Out, you would actually... It'd be fair to say Pass Out is a little bit... Actually, a lot more grimier than Wifey is.
Right.
So, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong or if you think I'm wrong, I feel like I've sort of have stayed true to what I do anyway. Because for me, music is music. And you know, everybody always has that conscious notion of, because somebody's transcended from one place to another place, usually from like underground or niche culture to mainstream culture, they've sold out. However, I don't really believe that Pass Out... I think Pass Out, if anything, was far from selling out.
No, and I agree.
Exactly.
Like, I thought it was rubbish when I first heard it.
Yeah, you did, but then you rapped on it, so you clearly didn't.
And I made it. Exactly. I made that track for you.
There you go. I heard you say that before I got it.
I do think it's difficult, because you're right. What happens is Dizzy Rascal, was some underground, cool kid coming up with all this talent. Then, all of a sudden, a few years later, he's having big number one songs and everything, and then people start calling him a sellout. Now, two things. Number one, granted, he'll duet with Westlife if it sells him live tickets. He doesn't care anymore. However, people confuse popularity with selling out. The thing is, if you're going to play a gig in a club and 20 people turn up...
Which has happened loads of times.
Which is great.
In Peterborough.
And then you play another gig and 30 people turn up. Was really?
Is it just Peterborough?
Yes.
Are you still
and
stuck?
It wasn't 20, and it wasn't 20, it was 12.
It sounds like the Folk Face tour.
Well, almost.
But then all of a sudden you're playing Wembley Arena and people go, oh, sell out. And you go, well, I gotta say, I can't help it if more people have heard my stuff, more people like it, more people are buying it.
Yeah, I can't help it if Chris Moore's playing.
And if that's selling out, then sell out.
Let's sell out.
Instead of Pass Out, sell out.
Let's sell out together. Let's do another parody called Sell Out.
That's
are you up for it?
We've got to do Written in the Stars parody.
Yeah, man, that'd be fun.
Have you ever been to Southampton?
I've been to Southampton, yes, but I've never been to Scunthorpe.
You've still never been?
No, still
oh,
never
we've
been.
Got to take you. We should make that a mission. We should go
let's do it.
A show outing
it.
And yeah. take you and film it and take you to Scunthorpe.
I'm up for that.
All right.
For the afternoon.
Scunthorpe.
Yeah, we'll definitely. Go for lunch.
We don't need lunch.
And loads of people have offered and I've said no, so you guys should feel pretty
all right.
privileged.
All right, well,
now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, let's do it.
How tall is Tiny? He looks, in his videos, he looks massive.
Everybody looks massive in their videos. I'm 5'8".
Yeah,
a bit average. Smaller than a little bit smaller than us.
There we go. Chris Moore's is tiptoeing right now.
Where is the best place you've ever played, says Becky?
Wow, wow, wow. Do you know what? I think it's very unfair to just say one place. There's been a few, like, amazing places. Oxygen in Ireland yep. is incredible.
Mm-hmm. You know that festival?
V Festival, both dates were crazy. Wireless. But you know what? Obviously, going towards my tour... Like, there's quite a few favourite cities that
I quite like. I know he was just saying off the air, he really likes playing Cardiff, Newcastle, Edinburgh, Manchester, Birmingham, Lincoln, yeah. Liverpool, Sheffield, Norwich, Brighton, London, Bournemouth, Bristol and Oxford.
In particular. I mean, if you had to choose a top... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
It would be them.
Yeah.
And weirdly, you're going on tour in October.
How funny is that? October 10th, we kick off.
That's right, in Cardiff. And then Newcastle, Edinburgh, Manchester, Birmingham, Lincoln, Liverpool, Sheffield, Norwich, Brighton, London. Playing Coco in London.
Coco in London.
Nice venue.
You're going to come?
Yeah, why not?
Good.
I'll come down. When
are you guys all going
to
come?
I'd love to. Wednesday the 27th of October.
Oh, school night. Oh, well, no, hang on. I'm away.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh.
Me and the princes are going skiing.
With their nanny.
That's right.
Well, no, so, yeah, the tour kicks off October 10th, and it's almost sold out, actually.
Oh, good for you.
Really excited about that. Really, really excited. But you know what? Those are all my favourite cities in England, and I'm really happy because I've done quite a few support tours this year, like Rihanna and Mr. Hudson and Chase Estate. It's quite a few people, so...
What are you doing supporting Mr. Hudson?
I like Mr. Hudson.
Yeah, get out of here.
He should be supporting
you're bigger,
you.
You're bigger than he is. You supported him. For.
I was at a gig where Tiny Temper and Mr. Hudson were on, and you actually had a better reaction.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, thanks.
And I witnessed that.
Oh,
who's the guy in the live lounge that's coming with you? Who's with you in your little...
Oh, that's my DJ.
That's your DJ?
Yeah, that's my DJ, Charlesy.
He's better than Mr. Hudson, right? He shouldn't be backing Mr. Hudson up.
No, Mr. Hudson is like my big brother, because you know what? When
like
I was...
Big brother's honour to be your granddad. the dude's like 40, trying he's hanging out with N-dubs. Pathetic.
No, when I was coming up, he was probably the person who gave me, like, one of the big breaks. So he brought me on Live Lounge.
Yeah, I like him. I'm a big fan of his. Yeah.
Exactly, so am I.
I love him.
Big up Mr. Hudson.
Big up Mr. Hudson. Mm-hmm. Yes, Granddad Hudson. That's what some people call him. Who else is playing on the One Extra Live on Saturday?
Right, there's B.O.B., there's Jason Derulo. That was actually quite good.
We should talk about him off the air. He's a nice guy.
Off the air.
Yeah.
Tinchy Strider.
Tinchy Strider.
I'm not going to say anything.
What? That's it. Tinchy Strider.
So what's my impression then?
From my homie to my only number one.
I like the finger. Guys, did you see that on the webcam? One. That was really good.
Yeah, that's what
so
we
what, what's an impression of me then? I'm sure you've got one.
Well, I did it. I did the song, didn't I?
You did. That was very, very good.
What was it? What did we call it again? It wasn't Tiny Temper, obviously. Who was it?
Tony Temper, bad mood.
He was in a bad mood.
Yeah. It was really good. Can I just say, bar the Snoop Dogg one, your one was quite possibly the best.
Thank you very much.
Seriously, I'm not just saying that.
If I do another album, will you come on it?
Yeah.
We'll collaborate.
Definitely.
Will you sign this piece of paper now?
The dotted line.
It's called a release.
Alan, I'm trying to find it. Can you find me a Tiny Temper parody?
We need to hear that. Like, it was absolutely amazing. And I didn't.
Oh, do you ever hear our Roll Deep parody?
No.
Ah, oh, let me play it.
Let me hear that.
Because this is it. This is my new genre. Bit of rapping and whatnot.
And grind.
I think it's cool because no one else really does it and you actually do it really well.
Thanks.
Like, you actually put effort into that.
I love you. You can come on the show any day and kiss my ass.
Thanks. I'm going to come tomorrow.
Listen to this. I'm gonna leave the words outside. Don't you worry, cause I have some words stuck in my mind. I'm gonna leave the words outside. I'm gonna leave the words outside. Should be funny, cause they do not even have to write. They do not even have to write. Just make some words of trouser turnips. Let's go ride a donkey, make it wonky. Let's find words and rhyme and drink some wine. Who's singing? Who have you got singing? Andrea.
Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds
it's amazing.
Good.
Sounds good.
Rhyming dictionary, type in a word, then hit return. You'll find words like Chernobyl. Now, say something that's clever. Rhyming lyrics is my
and you go with the flow as well.
I'm a lyrical rapper, she know what I mean, no, well, whatever.
And then you double track certain words. That's what I was doing.
Yeah. You're like really, really good.
Thanks.
You're actually a better rapper than you are a singer, too. How about that?
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad
it's
thing.
It's a good thing, probably.
It's a good thing, man.
I'm a better singer than Dave. I'll tell you that for nothing.
And the fish pie for my main course. This was a demo version. I need to satisfy this hunger. Got the appetite of a horse.
A horse.
Got my car behind the bar in case wanna get some pudding. I like the cheesecake and the crumble and the apple pie with ice cream.
Yeah, I prefer the good times on
Who did that originally?
Usher.
Usher?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an Usher this weekend.
Yeah, you are an Usher at a wedding.
At a wedding, yeah.
Mm. Nice.
I've learned all the words to all his songs. I hope that's what you're meant to do as an Usher. I'm dressed like him in everything. Mm. My big baggy jeans.
Dance moves.
Got my slightly oversized, and let's be honest, slightly ugly jewellery to wear. You know, that's what they always do.
Slightly.
You don't have a lot of bling going on.
No.
You know?
No.
Tiny Temper is breaking the myths and the stereotypes by wearing on his wrist a bracelet that his mum got him from Lourdes.
From Jerusalem. It's jewellery, isn't it?
Wow.
Jewellery!
That was quick.
Yeah, she got it in the duty-free at the airport. It was either that or 200 silk cut. She goes, I got you this nice little bracelet for you to wear on stage.
I like it.
So Jesus will look after you.
Yeah, and he does.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, let's hope he looks after you on Monday with a single.
Fingers crossed.
Here we go, listen.
Bad mood.
You in a bad mood?
You are.
Come on, hurry up.
Come on, hurry up. That's what you say when you are in a bad mood, right?
Come on, hurry up.
He's in a right crump.
Now, this is amazing, man.
Yeah. I'm in a bad mood. I'm sick of people who are stupid or just plain rude. I hate it when the local cafe burns my food. I think you understand I'm in a bad mood.
So who did this bit?
Me.
Was it you, yeah?
I'm in a bad day.
We don't have a team of people.
No,
it's just us.
This is really good.
Yeah. And he won't cheer up. Because he's always in a bad mood.
And you go, yeah, as well.
Yeah, I'm in a grump now. In a mood and I really got the hump now. I live a very, very, very mad lifestyle. Gonna stay in cause I can't be bothered going out. I am so angry that it's doing in my head. Got so many clothes, I keep them in my garden shed.
Okay, that line wasn't so great, but, you know.
Yeah, it works,
but it's, like
it's a parody
house.
Of Aunt's
yeah, exactly.
House.
Yeah. No, it works.
The pizza and they forgot my garlic bread. So next time I'll use someone else instead. Yeah. I'm gonna find some food that's fresher. Pop that on the road and buy a box of for pressure.
You know this better than I do.
It's really good.
You really do.
That's why I tweeted you. It's really good.
You know it better than I do.
You've got a future in this.
What, in parody and grime?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You got my vote, mate.
We're the world leader in grime parodies. Where'd our Grimovich?
Grimovich?
I'm telling you.
Tonight my mates are visiting from Cheshire. One works in a garage checking tyre pressure.
That's
one of my favourite, like, the tyre pressure line, I think.
Tyre pressure.
I like a bit when you go fast after that. I think that's the best bit.
Well, the end.
Because you really wasn't supposed to be able to do that.
I know, it's very hard to do.
Yeah, you're very skilled.
It is hard to
gentlemen.
Do. All right, well, look, I don't know what time you've got to leave here, but we're going to keep you unless everyone starts throwing a wobbler next door.
No, I quite like it here, man.
Dave had a game he wanted to play. Hang on, before we do that, well, go on.
No, I was going to say, we've sort of gone past the game stage.
Yeah, okay. Dropping it.
Mm. All right, well, look, let me make sure I plug everything for the lovely Mr. Tiny Temper. Oh, by the way, Tiny Temper on Twitter is at Tiny Temper.
Yeah. Send me a tweet as well, man.
I've tweeted it on the Chris Ball Show Twitter.
Oh, perfect.
So, what have we given you? We've given you 7, 8, about 1,500.
Wow.
It's all right. It's not enough.
To start, though, isn't it?
At Tiny Temper on Twitter.
At Tiny Temper. Hit me up. And make sure you all come to the tour as well, man.
Yeah. Sunday, October 10th. is when the tour starts, all the way through until the end of October.
Yeah, can I tell them the site where they can get the tickets? You can get the tickets from www.livenation.co.uk and search Tiny Temper and get your tickets. It's going to be absolutely amazing. If you've seen the festivals, you know we're going to put on a great show.
Mr. Hudson is supporting him. It's going to be an amazing show.
Mr. Hudson isn't supporting me.
No, he's not even good enough for that time. Oh, you changed.
No.
You changed.
Chitty Bang and Blue Robinson are supporting.
Ah.
Yeah.
I don't know who Blue Robinson is. And the Miracles?
No, Blue Robinson. Smokey really Robinson.
All right, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Chili Bag, I like. I think. I don't know what's going on. And then the single is out on Monday, Written in the Stars.
Yes, featuring Eric Turner.
And then the album is out on the 4th of October.
Yes, and they can pre-order it now. And I'm really, really excited about it. It's my debut album.
It's good for you.
Yeah. October's a big month then for you,
October
isn't it?
Is a massive month.
Massive.
So, because we got Written in the Stars end of September, then we've got the album a week after.
Nice.
Then we've got my single with Swedish House Mafia a week after that.
Wow.
And then we've got the tour. And then we've got, like, the Mobos. It's going to be crazy. And hopefully November the 7th, EMAs.
Yeah. European Music Awards.
And it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday, which I still can't believe. I was talking to my manager about it yesterday. I still can't believe after everything that's happened this year, I actually still get to have a birthday. How weird is that?
So is the birthday, is the awards on the night of your birthday?
Yes.
So you go in?
I don't know yet.
No, because if you're not winning, you're not going.
What? No, not that.
Oh, right.
But I only found out yesterday.
So oh, okay, all right, I got you. Right.
More news is
you
to unravel.
And ask everyone in the hall to sing you happy birthday.
I think that would be just as good as winning an award.
Where is it again?
In Madrid.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that'd be good. Make a week out of it.
Exactly.
Go good there idea, and get guys. A tiny table at the award ceremony and everything. Be good.
A tiny table for Tony Temper.
Tiny table full of tapas.
You need to get everything is good. You need to get yourself a woman, though. That's the only thing you're missing.
Yes. Yeah, for real.
That's what you need.
Who do you reckon?
For you?
Mm.
I don't know. What kind of girls you go for?
Do you know what? I saw, what's her name? Friedra Pinto.
Friedra Pinto?
Yeah. I think that's what the doctor said I have. That's wrong with my stomach. I've got really bad Friedra Pinto.
Yeah.
I saw her in the paper the other day. She's looking all right.
Who's that?
Friedra Pinto?
She was in Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, was she?
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, right, yeah.
She's lovely.
Okay.
She's lovely.
She's lovely. Mm.
She's lovely, she is.
She is.
She's lovely. What about Tina? Tina, who works on our show, she's virtually...
Tina Temper, if you got married. Beautiful. Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Do you know what? I'm going to have to go with it just because of that.
Tiny and Tina Temper.
Tiny and Tina Temper.
She's kind of in a relationship now, but I'm telling you, that's so heading towards a disaster now.
They won't last.
Especially now that you said it on the show.
If it's not over already, it will be, Tiny. And by the way, she will drop him like a lead balloon for you, let me tell you. She's beautiful.
She's lovely.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
She's a couple of years older than you?
Just a couple.
It's nice. That's good. That's a good age.
Though. Always good to have an older woman.
That's right.
They keep you in check.
That's
keep
what
you
also, focused. Yeah, that's what Wayne Rudy says.
Yeah. They normally got their own cash as well.
That's right. Mm. And Tina, look, there she is, looking. Oh, looking.
Hey, Tina.
Hey,
Tina. Can you give us a wave from there?
Yeah, get out of the way, record company man. You're blocking our view. There we are. We're on the webcam. Tina?
Tina.
Let me introduce you. Tina, tiny Tina.
How you doing, Tina? You read really well.
That was weird. That was like when David Letterman introduced Uma Thurman to Oprah Winfrey at the Oscars. Uma.
Oprah.
Oprah. Uma. Tiny, Tina, Tina, tiny. Ah, well, there you go.
She should be coming in the studio.
There could be some romance happening.
Yeah, I think it's sorted. I think we've done it.
Yeah.
So she's now my girlfriend, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm.
Wicked.
Oh, by the way, and secretly, we think she comes from like quite a good family. So she's
secretly.
Yeah.
I think she's got some.
Or is it something you guys have discussed?
Well,
like,
she kind
hours?
Of hides it, but you know,
and also
the signs are there.
I don't want to show. Right? But I think, like, where she grew up.
Yeah,
they had a downstairs toilet.
Is it? Whoa!
And also, if you need your MOT doing, her old man's got a garage.
Is it?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Get your mates rates.
And also, as well, honestly, after a few drinks, she flies. So I think you've got everything.
I've won.
Yeah, you're perfect. It's your birthday already.
It's my birthday already, Chris.
All right, well, listen, let's check on the Twitter. Let's see what's happening with Tiny Tempest.
How well have we done?
Well, I wanted to get you to 90,000. I'd have really been happy with that.
Well, I mean, considering, you know, I'm quite new still.
Yeah.
86,000 is not bad.
Pretty massive.
Once people start arriving at their desks, they'll start logging on.
Yeah,
and
at Tiny Temper.
Yeah.
Go and search for Tiny Temper, and then I'll send a message anyway, and then everyone reads that can click on you and follow you.
That's
nice
perfect,
man. Nice and simple.
That is absolutely perfect. Thanks, Chris.
And, yeah, it's all good.
It's all good in the hood.
You can see who he sends his messages to. His messages, he's friends with everybody.
Wow. Do you know what? I was staying in a really, really weird hotel in Sweden called Story. And the guy, you know the voice that they usually have in the lift? It's usually like a posh sounding beautiful woman, but it actually sounded like the guy from Saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is the third floor.
No, you don't want that.
It was quite fun, actually.
No, you want doors opening.
Exactly.
Doors closing.
Cashier number four, please.
It was a great hotel that we stayed at many times in Leeds, which is a very French-style hotel, and and everything is in
Premier
French.
Premier Etage. Yeah. Deuxième Etage.
That's right.
Ah, I know the one.
Yeah.
That's the
one. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Shall I not say
it? You can say
it. Well, I mean, you sound like you stay there all the time, so I'm not going to do that.
No. I don't stay there anymore. But, like, when you go to Newcastle, there's one in Newcastle, there's one in Leeds.
Yeah, there's one in Liverpool.
Birmingham, Liverpool.
I'm staying in the one in Liverpool.
Which floor is on? Is it two? I'll press the second floor for
you. Deuxième Etage.
Deuxième Etage. What does that mean? I want to get out on the second floor, not Deuxième Etage. Don't even know what that is. Like them pyramids. Deuxième Etage. No, I don't think it does, actually. Go and do one. Mint.
Mint.
All right, well, lovely. Let's, I need to play a song and then...
They do Tedious.
Do you want to go straight into Tedious?
Can if you want, yeah, why not?
Right, let's do Tedious.
Tiny Temper, the new song, comes out on Monday. You can pre-order the album, which is called Disc Ovary.
Disc Ovary.
That's what I said.
Why did you do that?
Because it's got disc and it's got the little thing in it.
No, don't worry.
Disc Ovary, what a weird album.
That would be so weird.
Disc Ovary. Comes out on the 4th of October, and he's going to be at Radio 1 Extra live on Saturday with such big stars as Roll Deep and Tim Westwood. So, I mean, life just doesn't get any better than that. Ladies and gentlemen, love your Tiny Temper. Nice to see you.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Thank you very much.
And the tour. Go and get your tickets for the tour and see Tiny Temper and Mr. Hudson. And
14 dates across the UK.
UK's on the block. Right, let's do Tiny Temper.